You have a new display, a feature table, a shoe wall, an end cap, and you want to know if it's working. You can and should measure product sales. But measuring product sales is a pre-post exercise, not a true A-B test. Pre-post tests, especially when you roll out, as you will at the beginning of a season, can be really hard to read. And of course, putting a product in a feature position is almost always going to boost its sales. The real question is whether that lift was optimal. And answering that question involves a bunch of pre-post comparisons, most of which aren't really very comparable. Given the limitations of in-store tests based on POS, it's hard to get a solid read on display performance, and it's impossible to get a read on any fine-grained details of that performance. That's a problem, because merchandising display is the heart of physical retail. Showing and getting hands-on product is the point. Being good at it is the key to creating competitive advantage with a store, and if you can't measure the main point, you're hosed. The Insight Brick product I've been working on with our team combines machine learning and video to deliver a much richer and deeper understanding of display performance. And that starts with opportunity. Typical store measurement leaps from door to POS with nothing in between. And sure, you can use POS to infer visits to section, but that method assumes the incorrect, that store sections have remotely similar conversion rates. They don't. So most of the time, display measurement starts with the most simple metric of all, traffic. If you don't know how many customers pass by a display, you can't judge its performance. Fortunately, this kind of people counting is bread and butter for camera measurement. Basic counting gets you a good measure of opportunity. The next step is to understand whether the display created actual engagement. What we're looking for here is people stopping and looking. Most display concepts are targeted to heavily trafficked areas, meaning a lot of the shoppers who pass them by are headed somewhere else. A key metric of display performance is the percentage of shoppers who stop and take a look. Looking is particularly interesting because a lot of purchases may happen in section, not at display. For a display arrangement, like multiple tables or tables and racks, this looking metric is supplemented by measurements of flow. When people engage with a display, it often changes their path, and it dramatically improves their likelihood of subsequent engagement in nearby displays. So how you lay out displays and their relationship to each other makes a huge difference in performance. We have a great case study that really highlights that, and it's staggering how big a difference minor changes in layout can make. With just these three metrics, opportunity, engagement, and flow, you can do a lot of display optimization and testing, optimization that's never really been possible before. You can measure whether a new display engages more shoppers and holds them longer, whether the layout in an area is optimal, and how moving product or layout impacts engagement. That's all powerful, actionable, testable insight. But, as I'll explain in my next minute, you can take this down to a whole nother level.